Hello, 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 my dear friends. Welcome to Nod University Short Lectures. My name is Azad Mardan. I'm the lead instructor and the founder at Nod University. Thank you for joining us. And in this short lecture, short episode, I want to explain you a little bit about OAuth. OAuth, it stands for an open standard for authentication. Another short definition is that OAuth is a simple way to publish and interact with protected data. We are building Node applications, maybe not Node, but a lot of networking applications, and we need to interact with those servers which are outside of our control, third-party services, servers, microservices, external applications. How do we do that? Because we want to protect the data. So the way we do it, we use OAuth because it's secure, it's protected. Now there are two versions of OAuth. Version one, which is initially was conceived and used, and then the version two. Now there is some controversy around two versions. I'm not gonna go into too much of the details between the differences. Some people say version two is not secure at all, or it's less secure than version 1. Do your own research. I will be talking about version 2 because that's what most of the services use out there. If you go to Google, you go to Facebook, Twitter, you would see OAuth 2 and very, very few numbers of OAuth 1. Now, let's go and talk about two major strategies, two major workflows, how you would access that protected data from another service, another third-party service, such as Google or Facebook or some other service. Maybe it's your own service. So the way you do it, you have at least two options. There are more strategies, more flows, but there are two main flows. One is it's a very easy flow. It's a very easy strategy. That's the case when your application has all the permissions it needs. Let's take a look at the example of the three-legged OAuth. Let's say I'm building a GitHub API application that will enable a continuous integration. So I need to read your private repositories. So you need to grant me those. I need to get those permissions from you. Otherwise, GitHub won't give me the source code. And that's a good thing. So I'm going to github.com, creating an application, getting client ID and the client secret, which is application ID and application secret, just different names for different services. Then when I'm building my application, I can use Node, other languages, of course, but we are all fans of Node, so we're going to use Node. So in that Node application, I will show you a page which says connect to GitHub, connect your account and give me your permissions. You're going to click it. I will initiate a request to get a token. Once I have that token, that request is a very simple get or post request, which you can do yourself. You just need to know how to sign everything. I like to use a module called Node Auth, which will make that get request for me. And then I will get a token. So I take that token and then I redirect users to a specific github.com page. That page will have my application name, my developer name maybe, so you know that you are trusting me, not someone else. And it will also show the scope. The scope means what I want to access. So it will show that I can access your email, your private GitHub repositories. If you have more than one organization, it will show you what organizations I can access. And you, presumably, hopefully you will click yes, and that will basically redirect github.com will make a redirect back to my application. That's why they need the callback URL when I'm creating an application. And I will be getting the user back to my application, and that request will also have a special data. It will have an access token. I can read that access token. That's it. At that point, the three legs are over, the three steps. The first step, get the token. Second step, redirect the user. Third step, receive the user back with an access token. At that stage, I have access token and I'm back to two-legged OAuth, so I can sort of just use that access token and not OAuth or any other library. I can use request super agent as long as my my authorization header is properly constructed and signed, and I can store that access token as well for future uses. And on the GitHub site, they would know that I authorized, that user authorized my application. So the next time, they would not gonna see that screen, which is the second leg, the second step. They would be just redirected immediately back. Sometimes it's very fast, so the user doesn't see anything. They would just click on connect and boom, they're inside of my application. They didn't even know they went to GitHub. It went so fast because they already authorized. If they want to remove my application later, they can go to their github.com settings and delete my app by finding it by its name. So that's it for two strategies, two flow for OAuth 2. There are way, way more information than we can cover in a short lecture. So dig in deeper and keep on listening, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next Node University short lecture. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.